Welcome back to The Takeaway. Well, following the crash landing of Asiana Flight 214, details are now emerging about what went wrong aboard that Boeing 777 and the errors that may have been made by the flight crew. The 11-hour journey is reported to have gone relatively smoothly as the 291 passengers traveled across the Pacific. That is, until the very last few moments. According to the National Transportation Safety Board, the plane began its descent into San Francisco International Airport too slowly, and the pilots didn't realize it until it was too late. Joining us now with details, the latest details on what may have gone wrong aboard that plane, Barbara Peterson, senior aviation correspondent for Condé Nast Traveler. Hi, Barbara.
Hi.
Thanks for joining us. Barbara, I gave a couple of details about what may have gone wrong. It seems as though the pilots didn't have any inkling until literally the last seconds before hitting the runway that something was wrong.
Yes, that is correct. And one thing to keep in mind about this particular investigation is that it should move fairly fast because they have all the information there. They've got the cockpit recorders. Most of the people aboard the plane survived, so their testimony will be very important. Tragically, several were lost, but remarkably, almost all of them got off the plane. So there's going to be a wealth of information, including the crew, and that's really critical. Those crew interviews will be very important. But you're right, they already know that the plane came in far too slowly and that they attempted very late to gain airspeed. But the time to have made that correction was already long past. The pilot, the captain, had essentially let the co-pilot take over for the final approach and landing. And that is fairly common. I know this has come up already in the commentary that there was a rookie pilot, you know, who had never flown this plane into San Francisco before. But that is very common in the industry. And that's partly to give those pilots the experience that they'll ultimately need if they want to take over as captain. So when conditions are very smooth, and that was the case on this particular day, that happens a lot. And that's usually not a problem because this landing should have been by the book.
By the book, and there have also been questions about whether it should have been by computer. There are guided landing systems. Apparently, sometimes they're used, sometimes they aren't. But a lot of questions at the NTSB around if it wasn't being used, why were the pilots aware so very late?
Yes, well, that is, of course, one of the things that they are going to be looking at. And they're also going to be looking at the role of the airport's technology, which part of which was out of commission, apparently, because of construction at the airport. But according to the NTSB statement so far, none of that should have prevented, you know, this from being a perfectly normal landing.
There will be interviews of the flight and of the passengers, Barbara Peterson. A lot of survivors, as you mentioned, and we're all happy about that. What can passengers in interviews bring to an investigation like this?
Well, one of the critical things in determining, you know, how many people can survive a plane crash like this is, of course, how the evacuation is handled. And there are very specific rules about crew training, getting everybody off within 90 seconds. That's the magic number, 90 seconds, because right after that, the plane typically will turn into a fireball. And, of course, you know, that would pretty much eliminate the chances of getting off it alive. So airlines prepare for this all the time. However, a couple of the details that we've already heard are somewhat disturbing. For example, a lot of passengers said that they grabbed their carry-ons and got, you know, attempted to bring all their belongings with them off the plane. Typically, they're not supposed to.
They should be getting right off. All right, we're going to stop you right there because we do have to move on. Barbara Peterson, senior aviation correspondent for Condé Nast Traveler, as the investigation gets underway and more questions emerge about Asiana Flight 214 in San Francisco. Thank you.
Thank you.